Do we really have to do this now? Really? Darling, I'm exhausted. I've had a long day. I'm knackered. I really don't want to... I don't have a choice, do I? Fine. Let's talk. Well, go on then. I'm not upset. I'm a little bit upset, but not for the reasons you think. Oh, come on. It's not that big a deal. You're an assassin. So what? So what? I'm not upset that you're an assassin. I'm really not. And I totally understand why you didn't tell me. I mean, you're an assassin. It's one of those jobs, you know? It's just... How do I put this? And I know this is kind of petty. This is really, really petty. It's so, so petty. I'm a cleaner. And I love my job. I get to be creative. I get to use science. I clean up after assassins. And that's fine. I mean, your job gives me work. Helps me pay the bills. But... here's the thing. I know you work really long hours, and I really appreciate that, I do. But you don't really tidy up at home. I mean, sometimes, but I have to tell you to do it. So I end up doing everything. And then I find out that I'm also cleaning up after you at work. It's a bit... It's just... I love you. I really, really love you. I do. But... would it kill you to do a bit more housework? Would it? I mean, it wouldn't. You're an assassin. You're hard to kill. No. It's not just on you. It's on me too. I could have said something. But I didn't. Because this is new. I've never lived with someone before. I said I've never lived with someone before. You're the first person. The only person. And I'm used to, well, cleaning. Look, it's just a little hiccup, a little bump in the road. It's not a big deal. We'll just talk. We'll communicate. That's what you're meant to do in a relationship. And now that we both know what the other does, it'll be even easier. Why would I break up with you? Because you're an assassin. Oh, darling. Is that what your ex did? She dumped you because you're an assassin? That's ridiculous. That is so dumb. I love that you're an assassin. I mean it. And I love that you told me. We just, you know, need to work a bit more on the domestic front. We're both fantastic at our jobs. How do I know that you're a good assassin? Well, if you can afford me, you must be doing very well. I am the best cleaner in town. Actually, in the country. Maybe on the planet. Definitely on the planet. Oh, shut up. No, don't. Carry on. Oh! You see, it's the application of science to the problem. Other cleaners, they just use industrial cleaning solutions. I mean, that's fine if you want to get caught. You have to use cutting-edge technology. You have to be creative. And can I just say, having someone who actually appreciates that is so nice. So, so nice. Most assassins don't give a toss. So long as the body's gone, so long as the scene is clean, you know, that's all they care about. But you appreciate the work I put in. Oh, this is why I love you. So, Yeah, I wasn't going to tell you like this. I guess it's kind of like telling someone that you're an assassin. You have to find the right time. And I guess now is the right time. I love you. I am ridiculously in love with you. You love me too. And you're going to do the washing up. Oh, come here. Oh, you are just wonderful. But we do have a dishwasher. You don't know that we have a dishwasher. Did I not show you the dishwasher? Oh, you're going to love this. I designed it, I built it. It's amazing. It's got lasers. Lasers. Oh, you're just saying that. Really? Oh, the dishwasher can wait. Come here. I love you. See, all we had to do was communicate. I love you, my gorgeous assassin. And this is domestic bliss.